MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. For decades, downwinders in New Mexico have fought to get compensation from the federal government for health impacts from nuclear test sites and other facilities. Now a law that's been on the books for years lists New Mexico as one of the new states eligible for compensation thanks to the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill. Inside the bill is a provision that expands who is eligible for the Radiation Exposures Compensation Act, or RECA for short, and extends until the end of 2028. And every member of New Mexico's delegation, which is entirely comprised of Democrats, voted against it. The expansion also includes Utah, Idaho, and Northern Arizona. And New Mexico has seen an increase in the number of measles cases to 95, the second highest total in the U.S., and has now had positive cases in 8 counties. In New Mexico, Lee County has reported a total of 67 cases, Luna County has reported 14, Sandoval has reported 6, Eddy County has reported 3, Doña Ana has reported 2, and San Juan, Curry, and Chavez County have each reported 1 case. Meanwhile, Texas added 3 outbreak-related cases for a total of 753 across 36 counties, most of them in West Texas. 414 of those cases have been in Gaines County, while Terry County has reported 60, El Paso County has reported 59, and Lubbock County has reported 53. The village of Ruidoso is inviting those affected by the South Fork Fire to a post-fire recovery meeting 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday at ENMU Ruidoso. The meeting will feature presentations from the New Mexico State Forestry Division, the New Mexico Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, the Lincoln National Forest, and the Farm Service Agency, and attendees will learn about recovery resources and support for private landowners. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.